This chazara zechen nechem bachechetz l'shag v'vam yehudim sechetz k'dushim daf yud. Fechmar, is the beginning of the act of biyakayna or is the end of the act of biyakayna? The dafkamina would be where a man has only the beginning of biyah with a woman and then she then goes and accepts k'dushim from somebody else. Another difference would be where a kayin, whether a kayin gadol k'dushim with biyah altogether, because she would lose her status as a basula and therefore become also to the kayin gadol to marry at the beginning of the biyah. If he's not kayin until the end of the biyah, he would no longer be allowed to marry her at that point. So what's the halacha? So Amemar name of Rava said, anyone who has biyah has in mind for the full act, and therefore the biyah is not kayin until the end of the biyah. Fechmar, does biyah that is done for kedushin accomplish in a suin as well, or only a kedushin? The difference would be whether after a kedushin of biyah, the husband would inherit, does he inherit her if she were to die? Or if he's a kayin, could he be matamet to her? Or whether he could be made for her nadarim? If it makes a suin, he could do all these things. If not, he cannot. What's the halacha? Abaye said, a mission says, a father is entitled to his daughter's kedushin, whether by getting the money, the document, or giving over for biyah. He also gets her fines, her metzias, her earnings, and he can annul her vows. If she gets divorced from the kedushin, the father accepts the get. The father is not entitled to the produce of the field that his daughter inherited from her mother's family. Once the girl enters the suin, the husband is even stronger than the father was, in that he's entitled to the produce of the girl's property. Now, the Mishnah mentions kedushin of biyah, and still then discusses what happens after the suin. We see that biyah does not make the suin. The Mishnah is not approved, because the Mishnah's discussion of the suin may be for the benefit of when the father gives her over for kedushin with a method other than biyah. Rava said, a mission discusses when a girl reaches the age of 3 years old in one day and says any bia with her is given the status of a bia lahalocha, meaning kedushin with bia is effective, a man who's mezana with her will be put to death if she's married, a yovim can be kainer, etc. The mission also mentioned that she has an asuin to a kayan, she may eat truma. We see that although the Mishnah first mentions kedushin of bia, it separately mentions asuin. It must be that bia only creates kedushin, not an asuin. The Mishnah says it's not a proof. The Mishnah means to say that if an asuin created by the bia is to a kayan, she may eat truma. We've learned that Rabbi Yechonam and Bakbak said to Yehudim and Beseri, he sent him a message. He said like this, I have heard that you say that Yisraelis who is an arusa to a kohen may eat truma. Yehudim sent back, it's based on a kal v'chaymer. If a non-Jewish maidservant who cannot eat truma based on bia eats truma based on being acquired with money, then a woman who would eat truma based on bia should surely eat when she's acquired with money. However, the Rabbanim Rogozin said that an arusa to a kohen should not eat truma until she enters into chuppah. Now, what's the circumstances that Rabbi Yehuda refers to that she may eat truma after a bia but not after a kedushin of money? If he refers to a bia that was followed by a chuppah and a kedushin of money that was followed by a chuppah, then in both cases she can eat truma. He can't be talking about where the bia was followed by a chuppah and the money was not, because then he's not comparing two like cases. Rather, he must be discussing a bia and a kedushin of money that are each not followed by a chuppah. From the fact that he seems to say that it's established she may eat truma after the bia, must mean that he holds that the bia itself acts as an asuim, because if it only creates kedushin, why is it more established that she eats after bia than after kedushin money? Rav Nachman Yitzchak says it's not a proof. Rabbi Yehuda was discussing where the bia was followed by a chuppah and the kedushin of money was not. Although he is, he's comparing two not like cases. That's true. But it still serves as the basis of the Kal v'chomer as follows. If a maidservant who does not eat truma, even if he has bia with her followed by a chuppah, yet will eat truma based on her being acquired with money, then a woman who would eat based on a bia followed by chuppah should surely eat truma after being acquired even just with money. However, the Rabbanim Rogozin said that an arusa should not eat truma until she enters into chuppah. As Ula said, if she eats truma while still living in her father's house, she may accidentally give some truma to her father or to her siblings who are not allowed to eat truma. Ben Bagbag doesn't agree with this Kal v'chomer, because he says that a maidservant is fully acquired when she is acquired with money, and that's why she may eat truma based on that kesef. However, a woman who is acquired with money must still undergo chuppah. Since her kinyan is not complete, she may not eat until she can't eat truma yet until her kinyan is fully complete with chuppah. Ravina said that Rabbi Yechim and Bagbag agreed with that the arisa and arusa may eat truma. He asked Rabbi Yehudim and Seir, I heard that you allow an arusa to eat truma. You're not concerned that he will find out that she has a mum, which will annul the kedushin retroactively, thus making that she never had the right to eat truma. Rabbi Yehudim said back, it's based on a kal v'chomer. If a non-Jewish maidservant who cannot eat truma based on bia eats truma based on being acquired by money, and we're not concerned that he'll find a mum that will annul the sale, then a woman who would eat truma based on a bia should surely eat when she's acquired by money. And we need not be concerned that he'll find a mum that will annul the sale. However, the Rabbanim were geyser and said that an arusa to a kohen should not eat truma until she enters into chuppah. Rabbi Yechon ben Bagbag disagreed with this kal v'chomer, because he said that a sale of a maidservant would not be annulled based on a mum. If it was a known mum, it would clearly not annul the sale, because he has accepted it with the purchase. If it's an unknown mum, since it doesn't affect the work of the maidservant, it has no bearing on the sale. However, with a wife, a mum does have bearing on the kedushin, and that's why we have to be concerned there in the case of kedushin. In fact, according to both views, a woman may not eat truma until she enters the chuppah. So what's the difference, whether it's all based on a fear of a mum or fear that she may give to someone else to eat. At the end of the day, she can't eat truma until she enters the chuppah. The Gemara says the difference would be where the kayan said he accepts her regardless of any mum she may have. The gzeir of ulah would still apply, but the concern of kedushin being bottled would not. Another difference would be if the father gives over his daughter to the shluchim of the husband, or if the father sent her with his own shluchim who were accompanied by the shluchim of the husband. I mean, in that case, the gzeir of ulah would not apply, but the concern of kedushin becoming bottled because of a mum would still apply.